Welcome to Missouri Medical Focus. I'm Jeff Helscher. With me today is Dr. Irving Asher, a neurologist at University of Missouri Healthcare, and we'll be talking about Parkinson's disease. Dr. Asher, it's my understanding that Parkinson's is a movement disorder. Can you tell me what that means?
Well, Parkinson's disease is a disease of the nervous system that changes the ability of people to move. The main characteristics of the disease, well, the main one that people always think of is tremor. So Parkinson's is typified by a resting tremor. But the more distressing symptoms are actually difficulty with slowness of movement and stiffness of muscles. So if you watch somebody afflicted with a disease, they tend to have a shuffling gait. They tend to take very small steps. Their handwriting will change. They'll have small handwriting we call micrographia. They tend to have diminished facial expression, poker face. It affects everything about the person.
So you described a lot of the symptoms there. Is there any group or age group that's more affected by Parkinson's than another?
Yeah, Parkinson's is typically a disease of the older patient population. So we normally think of it as beginning after the age of 60. It'll come on in the mid to late 60s, typically. However, unfortunately, it does afflict people in earlier ages as well. I've had the unfortunate opportunity to diagnose people in their early 20s. Mm. But the disease most often occurs in later life, and the older one gets, the more likely it is to occur.
Does it manifest that way? You mentioned tremor and a shuffling gait. Are these things that if you start seeing that, is that how you would understand or know that a person has Parkinson's? Or, you know, how does a person know?
Well, what we've learned is that the disease is actually present for quite some time before the symptoms of the disease become manifest. And so the first thing people usually notice is the tremor, though they may notice again that they're just slowing down, that they're starting to shuffle, that there's a change in their handwriting, that their arm feels stiff, things like that. There are lots of other symptoms that don't have to do with movement, what we call non-motor symptoms. So one of the first things that people might notice, but they don't think of it as related to the disease, is that they've lost the sense of smell. And this can happen years before the other parts of the disease become manifest. Another thing that is not uncommon with Parkinson's disease is a disturbance of sleep that we call REM sleep behavior disorder. When we dream, we have wild dreams and we lie there quietly. People with Parkinson's disease have even wilder dreams sometimes in which they're being chased, attacked by lions, tigers, bears, oh my. But they fight them off and they can do harm to themselves or bed partners. So during REM sleep, our body is normally disconnected from our brain. But in Parkinson's disease, that normal disconnect doesn't occur. And this can happen even decades before the disease becomes otherwise manifest.
You're listening to Missouri Medical Focus on KBIA 91.3 FM. And our discussion is about Parkinson's disease. Dr. Asher, I imagine it's a progressive disease. How quickly, you know, you were saying 50s, 60s, a person can be diagnosed. How fast does it progress?
It's a slowly progressive disorder. That said, it's different in different individuals. So we think of Parkinson's as progressing over a period of many years. But it's hard to say in any one individual exactly where they're going to be 5-10 years down the road. We know that in the hands of movement disorders specialists, people with Parkinson's disease, looked at as a large group, can do very well And there was a study done in Austria that showed in a large movement disorders clinic there, the Parkinson's population had the same longevity as age-matched controls. They died of strokes, heart attacks, cancer, just like their neighbors.
So in other words, the treatment forms are really to kind of alleviate the symptoms, more or less, correct? Rather than stave off the effects of the disease.
We don't have a cure for the disease. We're just now perhaps getting to the point where we may be looking at some opportunities to begin slowing progression of the disease.
Right. Well, I know that there's a surgical and there's non-surgical in form of medication forms of treatment. And without getting into that, because I know that you're going to be putting on a seminar on Saturday, August 6th, a conference that you're going to be describing some of these techniques and some of the ways that it's treated, and as well as not just the way Parkinson's is treated, but also information for caregivers, correct?
That's correct.
Could you tell me a little bit about that? I think it's going to be at the Courtyard Marriott here in town.
Yes, we're going to have that in the morning beginning about 8:30, and it'll be going till about noon. I think there's going to be a lunch provided afterward. We'll have lectures by myself, Dr. Norgaard, who's a surgeon, does deep brain stimulation, and my colleague, Dr. Roland, who also specializes in movement disorders. So we'll be addressing new ideas about the causes of Parkinson's disease, new treatments, surgeries for Parkinson's, and I'm hoping that that will be of great benefit to the community.
Well, I know that there's a number to call if you have any questions about that, and that's 573-882-6139. Again, that number is 573-882-6139. That's my time for now. I'd like to thank Dr. Asher for being my guest. For Missouri Medical Focus, I'm Jeff Helscher.